December 20th. So go to EmporiaRec.org. Call 340-6300 or come in to get registered today at 313 West 4th Avenue in Emporia.
KBOE Live and Local, good morning on a Friday, 826, 27 degrees.
KBOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And we're pleased to have with us here on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line, Tony Schneider, Chase County Chamber of Commerce President, with big doings coming in Chase County here today and tomorrow.
Indeed, it's a Chase County Country Christmas here this weekend. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great this morning.
Outstanding. Glad to hear it. Well, things kick off, what, today, huh?
Yes, they do. I was just looking at the clock thinking, things are going to start happening soon. Our first thing starts at 11 o'clock today. We've got our new business in Cottonwood Falls. It's called Harshman Creek. It's a boutique and gift shop. She has the cutest things you've ever seen. And her Black Friday. Who wants to go to the big city and shop Black Friday when you could come to the historic, beautiful downtown Cottonwood Falls and start your Black Friday shopping there?
You've convinced me.
Yeah, that's good stuff there.
Thank you.
Ready to go.
Then, of course, stick around. Have lunch. All of our businesses are open. Many of them have specials for Black Friday or for the Country Christmas event itself. Grab a bite to eat. Just enjoy your day. Get all fueled up for the big day Saturday.
Yeah, what you got Saturday?
I'll tell you what. The list, Chuck, for Saturday is enormous. Things going on, so
it is enormous. It takes up two pages on my printer.
That says a lot right there.
Well, Tony, let's get started then.
Well, and I must back up as usual. Don't forget, Friday night we have our special event in Strong City at the old antique caboose. We turn on the lights of the caboose, and if you haven't seen that, that's quite a spectacular show. And then that'll take just a little while. I know it'll be cold, but then everybody hurries on over to the old depot, the old railroad depot right there, and we're going to have a movie for the kids. It's going to be Mickey's Christmas Carol,
nice.
Which is always my favorite version of the Christmas Carol story. And food for the kids, gifts for the kids, and that's all inside the depot, so it'll be nice and toasty warm there.
Nice. That's a good way to close things out tonight.
I think so. It'll be a good night tonight. And then tomorrow, we'll kick the whole thing off at 9 a.m. over in Strong City with the Arts and Crafts Fair. I have heard from so many vendors, it's going to be a huge Arts and Crafts Fair this year. That's at St. Anthony's Hall, right there on the corner, next to the Catholic Church. Then you move on over to the Tallgrass Prairie. And they'll have their annual good old-fashioned Christmas up at the Preserve. Again, most of that activity's inside. You don't have to worry about the weather. We've got open houses starting over in Cottonwood Falls at 9 o'clock. And one thing that's perfect for the weather is the old elementary school in Cottonwood Falls is going to have a bonfire.
Oh, nice.
And they'll be selling little packets, and you can make your own s'mores. They're hosting our fabulous silent auction. Again, lots of great items available for the silent auction. Unique this year, during our sesquicentennial event, we had guided courthouse tours by Dot and Francis. Now, those are the ladies that were the children of Sheriff Towel, when Sheriff Towel was the sheriffer in Cottonwood Falls. And they actually lived in the courthouse. So not only can they tell you about the history of the courthouse, they can tell you some really, really fun stories about things they did as little girls in the courthouse.
You know, in Chase County, you always step it up a notch there. And
you know,
when Santa comes to town, he brings the reindeer. And I believe Santa's reindeer will be in Cottonwood Falls, right?
Yes. And not only, we don't just have Santa, we've got Cowboy Santa. How appropriate is that?
That's about
right. And
there
again, you can meet Cowboy Santa in the historic courthouse. We've got a little lobby area set up, and people are encouraged to bring their cameras or their phones and take their little family photo with Santa. right there in the courthouse lobby.
And that starts at 4, I believe, right?
And let's see, I must check my list because I wouldn't want to tell you wrong. Oh, and I've got to go back about something else. Yes, Santa starts at 4. Now, the reindeer will be there early. They
sure,
get there at 3. The reindeer at 3 and Santa at 4. Hey, I want to jump back to the old elementary school for just a second. Again, something new and different this year. Annie Wilson, the Flint Hills Balladeer, will perform live at 3 p.m. in the old elementary school in Cottonwood Falls.
Nice.
Annie is such a big part of our community. Again, go back to that sesquicentennial event. Annie arranged all of the live music that we had that Saturday afternoon. So we have a big thank you to Annie.
So that's at 3 until 3:45, I guess, huh?
Yes, 3 okay. till 3:45 over at the old elementary school. And then you can continue to check your bids on those silent auction items. And then the end of the silent auction is at about 4 o'clock. So make sure you get over there. I've got food. I've got food everywhere. I've got the 4-H club is going to be set up right in front of the chamber office, and they're going to have smoked beef sandwiches starting at 4:30. I've got food at the old elementary school during the silent auction. I've got food at the concession stand, and our regular restaurants are all open. And we're real excited about our newest addition to the restaurant scene. It's called Lotus Cafe. Yeah. It's in downtown Strong City. She specializes in homemade pastries, but she also makes excellent lunch and breakfast specials.
Sounds good.
My.
Yes. So then, of course, we move right through the day to the famous lighting of the courthouse.
That's
and
huge, yeah.
Parade. Yes. So 6 p.m., Santa will help me throw the switch. And, of course, we're going to need the help of all the people counting down. It doesn't just happen. Santa's got a lot of magic, but he's got to have that magic that comes from the people in the community. So we'll light the courthouse at 6, and then the parade will start right after that.
Well, not only the Chase County Courthouse, but the historic bridge, too, will be lit, right?
Yes, yeah. The whole Chase County just lights up as if by magic.
It is magic.
It is magic. It's Santa's magic.
Experience some real holiday magic in Cottonwood Falls. And, of course, you know, you polish this off with the big parade, right?
Yes, the big parade. At least partway to the North Pole. Have a nice turnout. And during... Got a food truck coming out of Lebo. It's called the Hometown Coffee with a Y, as in Coffee County, which I think is so cute.
Yeah.
A variety of hot beverages available, so stay warm.
Well, it's two big days. It's a big weekend in Chase County. Yeah, be a part of the Chase County Country Christmas today and tomorrow.
Exactly, and we're keeping an eye on the weather.
Yeah.
We really want to encourage everyone to go to the event on Facebook or our website. And very simply, all you do is Google, Chase County Country Christmas, and it'll pull up a link. You just click on that, and you're right there. It's that simple.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a wonderful festive event, and public obviously encouraged to attend from near and far.
But we encourage everybody to be safe. Be safe. If you don't feel safe getting out, please don't. But
right.
If you do, we're excited to see you.
Well, Tony, always a pleasure to talk to you. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you so much. You too.
Good to talk to you always. Tony Schneider, Chase County Chamber of Commerce President. It is of course, a big Christmas weekend, Chuck, in Chase County. A lot of activities there. Chase County Country Christmas.
Yeah, starting at 11 o'clock, so not very much longer here today, and then all day tomorrow as well. So great stuff to be had. Don't forget, we've got a Newsmaker 3 coming up here in a little bit as we talk about upcoming fundraisers for an Emporia High student trip to France next year. So that'll be coming up after headlines. Our Newsmaker 2 on Monday, 8:20, will be joined by American Legion Post 5 Commander.